Hi, I'm Janet and this is Starsuit. And we're talking about stars in the sky. Now the sky as we know it is divided into 12 parts east to west, which we know as the zodiac constellations, beginning Aries up till Pisces. Now this arbitrary line that stretches across 360 degrees of space is actually the sun's path through the skies. In ancient Indian times, this was known as the Rishi Rekha, or the line of the sages. It's also known as the celestial colors, which loosely translates to the color of the sun throughout the year. While most of us know the zodiac constellations, there are actually 88 recognized constellations spanning this entirety, of which the zodiac is but 12 time and space chapters too. These 88 include some famous well-known constellations, Hercules, Ursa Major and Minor, Draco the Dragon, Argo Navi the Holy Ship, Perseus, Andromeda, Cassiopeia, etc. And some incredibly obscure ones, like Volantis, the Flying Fish, Pictor, the holy painting and easel in the sky, Apin, the triangle and the plough of the sky, and so on. In fact, the Greeks on their part had further divided the sky into 36 10-degree decanates based on some of these important constellations. To them, the zodiac 12 and these 36 world constellations, all in all 48, were considered the holiest themes about existence as they perceived it. As a larger fixture, these 10-degree phases of the sky were considered the influence of the constellations in question extended to our lives in their astrology. But this is not plain astrology, is it? But a compendium of ancient history spanning to before even humans were on the earth. To this end, the lunar astrology's mansions of the moon look at a different version of the same story. The Indians call their moon-based asterisms the nakshatras, and there are 27 of them in four steps. These nakshatras, in their totality 108 steps, around the zodiac interestingly picks up the ancient storylines exactly from where the Greek astrology's decanates point to. Almost as if in history, this was a further evolution in the sky. However, according to Indian astronomy standpoint, after the great epic Mahabharata, likely placed a few thousand years ago BC, the ancient sky is supposed to have become fixed, in that no new stars were being named to the gods of history. Now this epic Great War Mahabharata is also said to have coincided with the holy river Saraswati drying up on the earth. Saraswati, the river on its part, is supposed to be the holiest of holies, the Milky Way descended from the heavens onto the earth. And while the conch shell Panchajanya is used by the charioteer god Krishna to announce the Mahabharata epic, the same conch shell was what had brought the Saraswati River down to earth hundreds of thousands of years ago at the very dawn of life on the planet. We will come to some of these stories where their traces are still hidden in the stars. And to that end, in the stars, we find almost all stories of mythology, religion, or history, pointing right back. So let's go back to the beginning, or at least what we can know of it, before we embark upon a linear journey of these 108 steps of the zodiac. How did the universe begin? What is considered, at least in esoteric and occult knowledge's dogma, the very inception point? Now, because I am Indian, I will always come back to the Indian ideas of it, but the trace to it, I assure you, is thorough. The very essence, origin point and sacrament to the living universe is considered the Milky Way, of which our galaxy is named after. This Milky Way is a collection of thousands of stars connected together almost as if it were a path in the sky. We see it, at least in the northern hemisphere, as an archway, or a white threaded sheet wrapping the sky, holding it together. The path of spirit, so to speak, of all stars. The Brahmins call this the Janeu, the sacred thread. At some point, billions of years ago, the Milky Way entered what would become our galaxy. Upon the star of the rock, Keff, or Alphurg, the Beta Cepheus, this living receptacle of the starry universe descended. And a waterfall of stars descended upon a rock. Water and fire fused into awakening, and our galaxy took shape. To the Indian mind, this is the Shivling, the basilisk phallic symbol of water falling upon it to make it holy. Cepheus, the constellation of the Old King, is known to the Indians as Shefali, an epithet of Shiva. An Indian holy book, Kali Puran, says in the beginning there was only darkness. Mahamaya existed in the inert state known as Yoga Nidra, the sleeping universe. And then with this waterfall of fire, the universe awakened in our galaxy. Shiva, as a godhead, is said to represent the entire universe in our galaxy's context of spirit, the pure crystal heart of knowledge of the one beyond the worlds. Both feminine and masculine energies are his Shiva Shakti form, as the phenomena and the awareness. While the Kali Puran starts its stories from 8 degrees after Aries point, which is the beginning of the zodiac, we attempt to trace the steps a little further back. From the evolution of form, even before language began to form. For in the stars yet we find all stories. From the evolution of species, the germ of truth, the earthworm of Tibetan Buddhism's holiness. The very first life of the gods reflected in the first life of the forms. All of the creatures, marine, avian, serpentine and mammal, find their root places in our form and intelligence as instincts. It is said the entire 360 degrees of the cosmos is reflected in our bodies as the microcosm. To that end, every star is a part and path to knowledge and self-awareness waiting to be redeemed. While the path to evolution traverses the lotus crown of a thousand eyes in awareness, our collection of starry ideas and notions covers most all of them. The lotus too is an idea we will come back to. So while this is merely an introduction to the stars and sky, we will yet cover one more bridge before the true steps of the stars begin. Sidereal astrology and tropical astrology. The earth that we live upon is not a perfect sphere, but rather has a wobble in its axis. This wobble of the earth causes the earth's position relative to our galaxy to shift every 5,000 years or so. As a result of this shift, the North Star, or the primary anchoring pole star of our universe, also shifts. The North Star is the fixed point of the universe in our galaxy, and everything, sun, stars, and solar system in tow, move around it. In fact, the fundamental part is that every night you can see the North Star at the exact same spot in the sky. A ritual that is, according to the Puranas, is in itself holy and healing of the true north within. The current true north star of the Milky Way galaxy stands at Polaris, the Alpha Ursa Minor, the Little Bear constellation. You can see the Big Dipper every night moving around this north star as literally the timekeeper of the night's hours. 5,000 years ago, however, the true north was in Draco, the constellation of the dragon. Sidereal or Vedic astrology maps the sky around Polaris, currently set at 4 degrees and 24 minutes in Gemini's part of the sky. However, Christianity marks its theology of time's reading of the skies when the pole star was Thuban, the Alpha Draco of the dragon, which is the star the Indians call Uttanpad, and was once the fifth head of Brahma, cut off by Shiva. Thuban of Draco currently sits in Leo, the Lionheart's part of the sky, whose story is told as the falling serpent in Eden. Curiously, even the falling serpent on the woman's shoulder is a set of stars in the constellation Ursa Major, the Great Bear, the whence upon a time in paradise. The theology of the Vedic and sidereal zodiac is based on the liberation of the soul, beyond just the experience of this life. And as such, the stars and stories are read by that context. The tropical doctrine, however, is based more on morality and leads the undertones to be accepted even before understood. To this end, neither is wrong in its telling. Rather, a slightly multi-layered approach is sought. And so both the zodiacs are slightly apart as the starting point. 22 degrees, to be precise. The weight of the soul and the fall to matter of the fool, perhaps. But either way, in order to understand, we have to first pick and follow one system. And to do so, we take the sidereal system. Although the positions of the stars are somewhat different from what the tropical users recognize, in the end, we will simply mirror the perspective. As far as the actual reading of the stars goes, most names and nomenclatures of the stars retain Arabic names from the 12th century Turkish systems. While Christianity has renamed several stars, the majority of the stars also offer as such the Arabic perspective to these holy ideas. Adding to our understanding of ancient Indian astronomy, Aboriginal, Ainu and Chinese additions to our list offers us insight to over 600 stars out of the 360 degrees. Pretty much every star you can see in the night with the naked eye, in its brightness, is what we'll cover. The nakshatra system is based on 27 asterisms, which is like a mini constellation traced as the moon's path or speed across the sky. Each nakshatra is 13 degrees 20 minutes and has 4 steps, set as 3 degrees and 20 arc minutes. Now this is significant because this is called a horse's step, with 4 steps of the soul horse in every nakshatra. And with this reading, we begin the first nakshatra, that is the twined or the twin healing horses. It is said one horse is the sun. That completes the 360 degree universe in 12 steps of the zodiacal trot. The moon's tread to the stars, however, saunters 27 lunar mansions in 108 steps. This sauntering pace of pasture, the inner horse sets, which to the holiest state is then followed by the cows or the bull of Taurus in the next zodiac. The nakshatras are thus called the path of cows in the sky, around the Milky Way. All these stories and more are set and told in the stars, and in every lifetime there are said to be two constants, the souls pondering in the stars and the fire. And so to each lifetime we learn a little more about the stars, the stories of the gods and of man. So tune in next time as we begin to learn the stories of the sky in a linear format of 108 steps. The first nakshatra, that is called the Ashwins or the healing horse gods, the horses of the sun and the moon as the mind of man. That's all for this time. For more information, you can check the website fullcirclesquared.com or starsuit.space. I also have a recent book out called Stars, Myths and Syllables, available likely near you. The entire almanac of Suit of Stars will be available shortly. I'm Janit Gambhir. Thank you for listening. Until next time, Godspeed and be well.